Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to our program. One of my readers and listeners sent the following question, and I'm sure it's one that many of us, probably all of us, have asked at one time or another. Bob, the Bible teaches salvation and ongoing sanctification through grace. We are taught to be open about our weaknesses and inability to handle this world on our own. For example, the book of James. I'm humbled and confused when I read about the heroes of the Protestant Reformation my daughter is learning about. Huss, Tyndale, and many others risked their lives, and many were burned at the stake for daring to assert the word over the Pope. If God hasn't given us the courage and boldness today to do what they did, we don't need to sweat it, right? The reason these men were able to do what they did was by God's strength. If God hasn't given us that strength yet, then we are off the hook, right? In other words, we can't rejoice in Jesus' statement of the repentant thief on the cross and then 2 seconds later expect ourselves to manufacture the courage to be another Martin Luther or Dietrich Bonhoeffer, right? Another way I could have asked the courage question is whether we can blame God for our failings. Imagine if I'm put in a situation where I need to stand up for my faith. If I fail, couldn't I say I'm saved by grace and God didn't give me the needed courage, so it isn't my fault? All right, very interesting question, my friend, and thank you, first of all, for the honesty and the humility that it took to write it. I'm sure all of us at times ponder the future and wonder if we would be able to do the right thing when put to the test. Had Simon Peter given this subject more attention in prayer, he would not have found himself denying Jesus, something he was certain he could never do. On the other hand, after receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter did take courageous stands the rest of his life, although even with the Holy Spirit, he had to learn to focus on it because there was another time where he wavered and was challenged by the Apostle Paul for compromising. But ultimately, Peter did depend on this Spirit. He took many courageous stands and was crucified ultimately by Emperor Nero for his Christian faith. In fact, church tradition tells us Peter insisted on being crucified upside down because he considered it too much of an honor to be crucified right side up like his Lord. I agree that God must give us the strength. All people get frightened. A courageous person isn't a person who never gets frightened. It's one who admits that he is afraid, but does the right thing anyway. Sometimes that's simply impossible apart from God, especially if we are putting our lives on the line. The Bible does promise that God will never allow us to be tempted beyond our ability to endure. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. Usually when we think of temptation, we think in terms of being tempted to do something pleasurable or sexual, something like that. But capitulation in the midst of torture to stop the torture is technically a temptation as well. So this verse does apply. Therefore, we can assume that people who are called to die or suffer for Christ have been made ready. That is a significant wrinkle in this discussion. If you find yourself in a trying situation, it will mean God has decided you can handle it. Maybe if it happened today, you couldn't handle it, but it's not happening today. If it happens at all, it will happen in the future after God has worked in your life, after God has prepared you. The strength to get through and the nurture of His Spirit will be available whether it immediately seems that way or not. Hang in there, my friend, and keep the faith.